This is called Lyell's Hypothesis again. Lyell's Hypothesis, and the subtitle says of Lyell's Principles of Geology, and this is the regnant scientific principle of modern geology, an attempt to explain the former changes of the Earth's surface by causes now in operation. The mountain road ends here, broken away in the chasm where the bridge washed out years ago. The first scarlet larkspur glitters in the first patch of April morning sunlight. The engorged creek roars and rustles like a military ball. Here by the waterfall, insuperable life flushed with the equinox, sentient and sentimental, falls away to the sea and death. The tissue of sympathy and agony that binds the flesh in its Nessus shirt, the clotted cobweb of unself and self, sheds itself and flecks the sun's bed with darts of blossom like flagellant blood above the water bursting in the vibrant air. This ego bound by personal tragedy and the vast impersonal vindictiveness of the ruined and ruining world pauses in this immortality, as passionate, as apathetic, as the lava flow that burned here once and stopped here and said, this far, no further, and spoke thereafter in the simple diction of stone. Naked in the warm April air, we lie under the redwoods in the sunny lee of a cliff. As you kneel above me, I see tiny red marks on your flanks like bites where the redwood cones have pressed into your flesh. You can find just the same marks in the lignite in the cliff over our heads. Sequoia lungs dwarfy before the ice and sempervirens afterwards. There is little difference except for all those years. Here in the sweet moribund fetter of spring flowers washed, flotsam and jetsam together, cool and naked together, under this tree for a moment, we have escaped the bitterness of love, and love lost, and love betrayed. And what might have been, and what might be, fall equally away with what is and leave only these ideograms printed on the immortal hydrocarbons of flesh and stone.